Once again, this is William F. DeVault, sometimes known as the romantic poet of the internet, and this is From Out of the City, coming to you from cityoflegends.com, which is my home base of operations here on the internet. This week, making a slight change in direction, gone is the romanticism and the eroticism that you normally associate with my work and this show, and instead, I'm throwing light on a political and humanitarian issue, that is to say, the genocide in the Darfur region of Africa. Much has been said about this in recent times, most of it falling on deaf ears among our politicians. That is unacceptable to me, as a human being, as a creative artist, and as a person of faith. So I sat down, determined to produce a poem and an associated recording that might bring one more person into the fold of understanding just how grievous a wound this is in the human psyche, that 500,000 have died and more are dying every day. 500,000 people suffering and dying. That's almost inconceivable to wrap your arms around, but it's going on right now. And so many of the world's most powerful nations are turning a blind eye, turning a deaf ear, and turning an empty pocket to those things that could help to resolve these issues, save these lives, end this suffering. And we must, as members of the human race, stand up for resolution. So I got together the band, and we put together this piece entitled Darfur, Jesus Wept. I took as the base of it the shortest verse in the scriptures of the Christian Bible. Jesus wept. I know of no more eloquent statement as to the simple fact that God is capable of human emotion, of grief, of sorrow. How great God's grief must be looking down on this desolation when we are busy sacrificing the young men and women of our nation who could be solving the world's problems by sending them off to die on a meaningless battlefield, tilting at windmills without even any hope of real purpose in what they're doing, except the egos and the pockets of old men who will not risk their own lives or those of their own children on those battlefields. It is an outrage and an insult. So we put together this piece and we put it out to the web. And I just want you to listen to it just once. If you don't like it, if it doesn't touch you, that's fine. At least you've listened with an open mind and an open heart. If it does reach you, if it does touch you, share it. Get it out to your friends. Get it out to your neighbors. Get it out to every man, woman, and child capable of hearing, capable of acting, capable of voting, capable of speaking, capable of feeling. And let's do what we can to resolve this horror now, in our lifetimes. Half a million dead in Darfur, in the Sudan. 100 times the innocents who died on 9/11. Children. Women. Men. Genocide. Wake up and see. Wake up and see. Wake up and see. Thank you. sound of the drums, the death knell kept. Jesus wept over the burning sands. The killing commands of the warlords swept. Jesus wept. It should be true that the evils evil men do, we cannot accept. Jesus wept. The slaughter rained on as in the blistering dawn. The song, the horizon leapt. Jesus wept. Half a million women and children and sons and daughters fell to the hate their fate has won for the slaughters. Since when are 100 black babies worth less than one white businessman? In the eyes and lives of people who claim to be, to see without sin. Wake up, and see, Wake up and listen, why Jesus wept. Wake up and listen, why Jesus wept. Well, there it is. Hope you approve, appreciate, or at least understand. And there are some who feel that I've come down heavily with the race card on this one. I'm sorry, but having lived as long as I have, and having seen as much prejudice as I have, even for a Caucasian, the level to which I've witnessed it, I cannot be blind to the notion that, yes, rich white businessmen, politicians, often do not care as much about what happens to poor black people in foreign lands as they do what happens to rich white people in foreign lands. It is an unfortunate truth. And I do not apologize for recognizing it. If you're interested in hearing the piece just by itself, you can procure it off links that are on my blog at cityoflegends.blogspot.com or off Author's Den. That's authorsden.com. And I'll also be posting a direct link to it on the City of Legends website within the next day or two. And as always, you can go to archive.org and just look up DeVault, and you'll be able to find many of my programs and recordings there. I want to thank everybody who contributed to this piece, those who gave inspiration, those who gave moral support, and of course, the band. You guys are the best. EJ, I'm sorry, I'm not going to let you post this onto your website because I want you to keep doing what you're doing. So, until next time, this is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, coming to you from the City of Legends, and this has been From Out of the City. Oh, and please, do what you can. Contribute to the humanitarian causes that are seeking to bring relief to the Darfur region. Contact your politicians. Ask of your politicians in the elections this fall that they support humanitarian support for that region and that they support a peaceful resolution, that not one more man, woman, or child should suffer or die because we're busy doing other things that we consider more important. Again, take care. God bless.